let us sing this morning, "We are here for you, Lord."
Singing, "We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place." It's kind of an unusual expression, isn't it? Because our God is here. He's omnipresent, isn't he? But we're, with our minds and with our hearts, we're aligning ourselves with the truth, aren't we? God created us to love him with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds. That's what he created us for. And when we sing songs like this, where we welcome God, we're allowing our minds to do what they were created to do, to worship God. And we're inviting God to come and minister by his Holy Spirit among us. We want to experience more of the Spirit's ministry, don't we? Last week, we had a great time of ministry at the end of the meeting, and that's called when you experience the Spirit in that way, where he touches your heart, brings to mind his truth and tells you of his love for you personally. That's called his manifest presence. And boy, we want more of God, don't we? So let's, this morning as we're singing, let's just line our minds up, our hearts up. If you're here this morning and you're more aware of maybe you sinned yesterday or this morning, I remind you, you have a Savior who has paid for every one of your sins. Don't let the devil lie to you and keep you from entering into worship today. So let's invite him. Let's bless the Lord with all of our souls together. Amen. Amen.
Like never.
poder em dar fome assim. His hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
Praise your name, Lord, for
will come confess and know that you are holy and know that you are holy and all will sing out hallelujah and we will cry out hallelujah. All the hearts who are content and all who feel unworthy, all who hurt with nothing left, will know that you are whole. And all will sing out hallelujah, and we will cry out hallelujah, all will sing out hallelujah, we will cry out hallelujah.
We'll be reading from Psalm 95, and it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all kings. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. So let us sing, let us shout to our God.
Go on and scream it from the mountains. Go on and tell it to the masses.
Oh, that he is.
That he is God.
Oh, shout it.
Shout it. Go on and scream it.
One more time, and we will. And we will sing out alleluia. We will cry out hallelujah. We will sing out hallelujah, God.
We are this morning, your grace is enough for us. It lifts us out of the pit, it comforts us, and it helps us to exalt you and to know you and to experience newness of life and power from on high. You've opened our eyes, oh God, through your grace to how glorious our God is. And this morning, we close this time of singing by just saying, your grace is enough. It's better than anything else on this planet, Lord. We are so grateful. It's amazing to us. And we celebrate it and thank you for it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, we have the privilege of dedicating two children, and we're going to be dedicating Emmy, or Clementine Lee Fox, and Mile Cabagosa. And the dedication of children before the church family is a serious moment in the life of a parent. It reflects that these parents, in responding to the call of Jesus Christ, realize that they have been given these children as a gift from God, and that they have a responsibility and a privilege of raising them in the fear, admonition, and instruction of the Lord, and their gifts from their Father in heaven. In dedicating these children, these parents are acknowledging several biblical truths. First, that as parents, they're called to believe in the gospel, and to set an example of living in the gospel and abiding by the gospel, and so when they fall and make mistakes, trusting in the gospel. Number two, they're committing to love their children deeply from the heart, bringing them up in the context of affection and nurture as they instruct them in God's word, representing the heart of the Father to these children as they teach him about him. And finally, that this is not simply a personal responsibility, but as parents, they need the church community as well to surround them, to pray for them, to encourage them, and to help them so that they don't have to do this on their own, because parenting can be challenging, can it? Can I get an amen to that? Amen. Amen. But it's good to be among the people of God. This morning, we're not baptizing Emmy and Miles. Rather, we're dedicating them to the Lord. And our hope and prayer for both of them is that as they are brought up in Christian homes, at some point in their lives, they're going to hear the gospel and personally respond by trusting in Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. So I'd like to invite the Cabagosa and the Fox families and their other family members that are here. And if there are community group members who would like to pray with them as well, you can join them down here. So if you just come and join me on the step here, and let's welcome them as they come. Simon, Peter, and Charlotte, Jeff and Shannon, congratulations. What beautiful, beautiful children. I'm just going to remind you, you're called to parent these beautiful gifts in the grace of the gospel. You're going to make mistakes, as you know. We've made a lot of mistakes in parenting. You're going to fail at times. At times you're going to sin. But praise God, you have God with you. He's there to help you. He's along with you for this road. You know, you're not going to be perfect parents, but you have a perfect Father, and he sent a perfect Savior to make a way for you to bring these children up in the grace and discipline of the Lord. Now, we here at Redeeming Grace Church, as members of this body, this local church, when we dedicate children here, we're committing to come alongside of these parents to, and we are. We're saying we're alongside of you, right? Are we saying that? Are we alongside these parents? Amen. Amen. So we celebrate with you, and we're here to encourage you, and we pray that as we pray, you'll be encouraged to know that the community of God's people is surrounding you. And, you know, there's a few older parents present here. We've been through a few things. We have a lot of wisdom resident in our body. In your families, you have a lot of wisdom in your friends. And we're here to support you, to encourage you, to serve you in any way we can. And we want to continue to walk this road with you. But I also want to remind you, you have a wonderful counselor, a mighty God. And he is willing, ready, and able, as you cry out to him, to come and give you the help that you need in raising these children. So we love you. We're celebrating with you. And now we want to pray with you. So let's pray together. thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Emmy and Miles. We thank you for Jeff and Shannon and Simon, Peter, and Charlotte. We thank you for families that you have made alive in Christ, now raising up a new generation. And Lord, we know that we can only labor, but you must build the house, or else we labor in vain. So we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless Jeff and Shannon, Simon, Peter, and Charlotte as they seek to serve these children, Miles and Emmy, and their other children as well, Lord God. We pray that you would bless their efforts. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to give these children new life in Christ in your timetable. That's our prayer for you, Lord God. And even as we're praying this morning, dedicating Simon, Peter, and Charlotte, and Emmy, and Miles, and Jeff and Shannon, and Emmy, Lord, we're reminded that we as a community have many, many children here. And we also invite your presence and your blessing upon every family present. Lord, bless this day for these families. Bless these children for your purpose. And we commit them to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. How are you? You doing well?
Well, good morning. For our guests, my name is Vince. I'm one of the pastors here at Redeeming Grace Church, and we just want to take a moment to welcome all of our guests here this morning. See a lot of new faces here. I know there's graduations going on, or you might be here today because of the baby dedication, and we just want you to know that you're very welcome here, and we're glad that you're with us here this morning. Have a couple of things for you. One, if you want to get a little bit more connected with our church, I have a few ways for that to happen. One is, hopefully when you came in this morning, you received a bulletin. There's a lot of good information about the church and also how to get connected within the church. And also, we have a welcome table out in the lobby, and there's some people there that would love to engage you if you have any questions about the church. And then finally, if you want to just go online and check out our website, on the front page, on the homepage there, you can actually click to sign up for our weekly updates for the church. And that's another great way to stay connected here, to find out what's going on in the life of our church. Also, in a few minutes, we're going to take a break for our children's ministry. You're going to see a whole bunch of kids go out into the lobby and then down the stairs. There's a help desk at the bottom of the stairs, and those people would love to assist you in getting your child to the right class here this morning. So again, to all of our guests, thanks so much for being with us here this morning. We're going to continue to worship the Lord through the giving of our tithes and offerings. So if the ushers will come forward, we have a few different ways that people can give. You can give in person as these baskets go by. You can give online. You can even text to give as well. For our guests, we don't want you to feel any pressure at all to give. We're just glad that you're here today as our guests. But please join me as we pray for the Lord to bless these tithes and offerings. Father, as Kenneth mentioned already this morning in the call to worship, we are freshly aware of your manifest presence. We are even reminded of last week as you met with us in such a pronounced and wonderful way, as your spirit was at work in our hearts and in our minds, reminding us of how great you are. Father, we are a grateful people, and we recognize our neediness. We recognize in humility that we are not always who we should be, and yet you, by your grace, are changing us and transforming us into the likeness of your Son. And this is all because of your grace and mercy. And so we are a grateful people here this morning as we give of our tithes and our offerings to see the kingdom of your Son advance in this world and in this church and in our community. We pray, Father, that you would bless these tithes and offerings for the advancement of the kingdom of your Son. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So looking ahead to the next year, and the years beyond, we had a member meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we were able to share a few of the things that are going on in the life of the church, some things that are important, and we mentioned and telegraphed that at our September meeting, we're going to be able to give a lot more details because, well, quite frankly, we've only had a few weeks of being together with our new eldership, all the new elders that have been added, but we're really excited. And by way of analogy, I'd say, you know, how many people watched the hockey game last night or watched some of it, right? All right, go Caps, all Caps. Well, somebody gave me a really good illustration about the effect that the new elders are having on the life of our church. And I would say that if you were watching a hockey game and one team went two men down, really all that team can do is play a lot of defense and try to keep the puck from getting into the goal. But you can't really do a lot of offense when you're two men down. And yet God in his kindness has now given us 8 elders. We've got a full complement. We have 12 elders now in our church. And that not only gets us back up to full strength, but it enables us to actually play a little offense, to move forward with the plans and purposes that God has for us. And so we're really excited about what God is doing in the life of our church, and we look forward over the course of this summer periodically to giving you more and more updates about what the Lord is doing. So today, I want to talk about just briefly 2 things. One, next week, we're going to vote on the annual plan and budget. It's a wonderful way as members of the church to participate in the process of building this church is to actually vote. We get to participate in what's going on and moving forward together. And so next Sunday, you can come early to church. So I would highly recommend that. We have coffee here early. You can come early to church. You can vote. You can also vote at the end of the church service. And then in the afternoon, what's going to happen is an email will go out to all the members. And if you have already voted, you don't need to pay attention to the email. But if you didn't vote, you can vote online, actually between next Sunday afternoon all the way through noon on the following Saturday. So just want to let you know we're going to be participating together as a church community, really affirming what the elders are putting forward as a vision and a direction for where we believe the church is leading us and approving this budget. Secondly, I want to tell you about affiliation. We mentioned a while back, and we've even created an affiliation subcommittee. For those of you who don't know a lot of our history, for a long time, we were part of a large group of churches, but several years ago, we disassociated from that group of churches, and in the process, we've been thinking and praying about what would it look like for us to affiliate again to another group or group of churches or different denominations or, what's the right word, drawing a complete blank, networks. I knew it was there. It's on the slide. But I don't have my glasses on, and so I'm like, oh, this is not good. But the idea is maybe instead of looking for a one-size-fits-all group that we could join, maybe we can join a few different groups. And so we created a subcommittee to evaluate this and to look at different options that we have available for us. And so I just want to go through a little bit of the background to this for the affiliation update. The first is that we're going to be exploring affiliation for 3 primary reasons. One really significant reason is for leadership development, so that we can be part of a group of churches and denominations or networks of people where we can actually work together to raise up leaders. Strengthening our community is another aspect of this, where we can join together and partner with other churches for missions and church planting, and really to advance our mission together as Christians to see the gospel go forth not only in our community but to the ends of the earth. And so there are different types of affiliation. This is what I meant to say earlier. There are denominations, and one of the keys to being affiliated with a denomination is that it gets you access to seminaries so that you can have theologically trained candidates who come and explore or pursue a call to ministry or to be able to serve in various capacities in the church. Not only is there a seminary connection, but also sometimes it's helpful in a community for people who are visiting the area to know what type of denomination you are and who you're affiliated with. Sometimes that's helpful for people. And then also with networks. This is the more relational part, where you're joined together with other like-minded churches and Christians to co-sponsor events or partner together in planting churches, doing things together in a more relational way. And so our affiliation committee is looking at all those things, and there are some guiding principles, and I won't get into all these principles, but there are some guiding principles because over the years, we have defined theologically who we are as a people, but we also have a church culture. And so we've asked the affiliation committee to really look into these things so that not only are we looking at opportunities that are aligned with our theological convictions, but also aligning ourselves with possible groups that would be a good fit for us relationally so that we can really link arms and move forward together. So at this time, Brian Auten, who actually heads the affiliation committee, is going to come and share an update on the work that's been done so far on the affiliation committee. So please welcome Brian.
Am I on? Okay. I'm very awkward when it comes to holding mics. The subcommittee has included 6 church members and 2 elders, and the subcommittee to date has met twice. We had one meeting canceled in February because of inclement weather, and the third meeting is actually scheduled for this afternoon, just to give you an update as to how many times we've actually met. Today, we've divided into four two-person teams, and we've drafted what we call just evaluation memos, where we've looked at two different denominations, the Southern Baptist Convention and the Evangelical Free Church of America, or the EFCA. And we've also evaluated a selection of church networks. That's included Acts 29, Summit, Sojourn, Radstock, who we currently have a relationship with, Pillar Network, New City Planting, and Redeemer City to City, for which we already have a relationship. This exercise has already borne fruit in that it's helped the committee solidify which networks and denominations could be a better fit with our congregation based upon the chart that you just saw up in front. Our initial timetable was, to put it flatly, overly aggressive. We had initially believed the committee could meet, evaluate, and provide recommendations in advance to the elders in advance of the family meeting 2 weeks ago, and it's not even close. From our first meeting, it became rather clear that we needed to slow down, get a good grasp on the different networks and denominations of possible interest. Affiliation, it's not akin to marriage, but it does involve the establishment and cultivation of close relationships and friendships, and because of this, we want to go slowly. We want to limit the risk of years down the road having to convene a disaffiliation committee for any reason. And we want to ensure that we're effectively communicating with the congregation on a regular basis about where we are. Moving forward,